Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
It's the all-new Gillette Labs with exfoliating bar, a razor designed to give you a quick and easy shave. It combines shaving and gentle exfoliation into one efficient stroke. The bar and the handle removes unseen dirt and debris that gets in the way of the blades, giving you a shave as quick and easy as washing your face, so you can look like you put in an effort, effortlessly. Gillette, the best a man can get.
I met this girl on Baltic Avenue. You can tell I see steps on boardwalk. She was from Park Place. I asked her what she was doing on the side of town. She said she had some taxes to pay. I figured I'd take a chance in advance to go and find out more about her, cause there's more to know than the way she sways and the way that she wears her clothes or the way that she plays this game. So cold, she said she came up rough and the one income household was not enough. No. These people used to joke a lot and tease her about her clothes not being in style. Junior high, she started working overtime, scrubbing floors or working on assembly lines just so she could help her mother out. And after college, they moved into Marvin's Garden, and she got a job working at the city water department to save enough cash to move into community check condos on Pennsylvania Ave. She fell in love with this dude named Ray, who was a small-time hustler from St. Charles Place. She argued with her mama about Ray's work, so he was sent up date on the same day that she gave birth.
He's a baby that made it. It drove him nearly crazy. And
people find it hard just to hang on. You often find them in the same place complaining, instead of finding a better way of maintaining. She could have bought up and cried, wishing she would die, and just gave up on trying. Instead she grinds from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. Now she on top and she cries.
Look at her.
Now she got it.
Good evening, and welcome to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on WBNN, The Dynasty. I want to thank you for joining us for our 3,229th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Tonight's topic, the state of the black race, part 3. And my special guests tonight, they are broadcasters in their own rights as well. We have Nolan P. Holloway and Frederick Beatty that's going to be stopping by and sharing with us on tonight. Our soundtrack of our lives featuring Grammy Award nominee neo soul R&B vocalist music soul child, our Hall of Fame DJ and producer Olasky, our big brother O. I want y'all to take a moment and share this in your circle of influence, because tonight we want to educate, empower, and encourage you to be the change that you want to see in this world. We're going to have a song really quick by our Hall of Fame DJ and producer, Olasky, and we'll be right back.
Up, I turned on my radio. The DJ played my song. I got up, got dressed and ready. I thought about you, so I called you right before I get. Just to tell you that my life won't be the same without you, cause when I wake up next to you, the sun shines so much brighter. And when I hear a song with you, tell you what's on my mind. Just thought that you should know. You're what you had in my life. Everything that I thought was right was wrong. Baby girl, you crossed the light. Show me that I was blind for so long. It's the little things you do.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm walking with you. Cause the way you make me feel, it's something real. You pick me up.
Baby, you be doing things. Kind of lover, yeah. And even though you know I can't, yeah. Girl, it amazes me the way that you have changed my life.
Cause when I wake up next to you, the sun shines so much brighter. And when I hear a song with you, take me higher.
I wanna take this time to tell you what's on my mind. I thought that you should know.
You had yeah. Everything that I thought was right was wrong. Baby girl, you crossed the light. Show me that I was blind for so long. It's the little things you do. That's the reason why I'm rocking with you. Cause the way you make me feel something real.
Yo, listen, girl, before you came around, I was always trying to get around the way, like every day. But now, baby, you help me to see
way you make me feel. Ridiculous, oh girl. Yeah, I thought the light was on. You crossed the light, showed me that I was blind. It's the little things you do. Why I rock with you.
Yeah,
the way you make me feel.
You're real on.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela here on WBNN, The Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. I tell you, before I bring my two amazing guests on, I just want to drop some things in your spirit so you can be thinking about these things as you hear from my guests. So as I began my week and I began to get notifications, these are some of the things that is going on in this world. Some headlines that I've come across this week: transgender woman killed inside Augusta, Georgia hotel. 15-year-old shot dead at apartment complex days before school starts. Threat to the Southeast. Investigation alleges widespread corruption at Georgia federal prison headed by Senator John Ossoff. 8 wounded in drive-by shooting on Northside Drive. 3 arrested in federal ghost gun operation bust in Georgia. A Georgia woman fatally shot by husband while holding grandchild. Atlanta City homicide up 3 years in a row. Funeral services for 2 teens gunned down in Atlanta suburbs in gang warfare will be held in Chattanooga. These are just a few of the headlines that I've crossed this week. One coming out of North Carolina that kind of set me back. Entire North Carolina Police Department resigned after black town manager hired. These are just the many notifications that have come through my phone this week, and it just make me think, do we really have a problem? Because by some of our actions and just how we just continue on in life, it's just like, do we really have a problem in our community? Do you know that you have purpose? Do you even care? Or are you a part of the problem, or are you trying to be a part of the solution? And the biggest question I have is, will we ever recover? Will we ever know who we are? Will we ever reclaim our place in this universe? Or will we continue to be the entertainment for many? Because a lot are watching us around this world. And I have to give a shout out to the great governor of the state of Georgia, Brian Kemp, the governor, Brian Kemp. you're doing great over there. I want to bring my guest up because they both are from Georgia. Nolan, are you there? Frederick, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I sure am.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Look, this thing hit me in so many ways. I don't know where to start, but I really want individuals to find out a little bit about you guys so that they can really find out what your stance are and why you guys are here tonight. I tell you, it couldn't have been no better designed than it is, because I did not realize when I was getting this show together that I was going to end up with two individuals from Georgia. And this is hitting home because I lived in Georgia for 18 years. So a lot of the things that's happening right now, it's hitting home. And when stuff starts to hit home, that's when we start to wake up and we start to really realize. But it shouldn't take that. So I'm going to move out the way really quick. I'm going to turn the flow over to Nolan and allow him an opportunity to share exactly who he is, a little bit about Nolan and how did you get here and your stance on a little bit of what's going on right now.
All right. Thank you for having me, Angela, and I appreciate our other guest, Frederick, as well. Well, I'm originally from New York, and because I was working for MTV back in the 90s, I got an opportunity to relocate. So I decided to – I had Chicago, L.A., or Atlanta. Chicago was too cold. L.A. was too far, so I chose Atlanta. And my family and I moved down to Atlanta in 1995, and I've been here ever since. You know, worked for MTV for about, 9 years and got laid off, decided to stay, raised my family here, moving along a few years, went through a divorce, stayed in contact with my kids, and fast forward again, now married, 6 grandkids. In between those times, I've published 3 books, co-hosted a radio show, and also started a new journey in voiceover. My take on what's going on in Atlanta, obviously I've been here since 95, so I've seen the changes. And my take is, first of all, I'm a believer. And being a believer, you know, I get into my word and read about the prophecy. A lot of the things that we're dealing with has already been spoken about in the word. The violence, the hatred, and not just in Georgia. I'm just talking about basically globally where all these different things are taking on, and not just between people. I also notice in nature we're getting the global warming, the wildfires out west, the changes in the weather. All of these things I think are culminating, and we're moving to a certain season and cycle, and it just seems a lot of people are oblivious to what's really going on. I try to stop watching the news because every newscast is something. There's some positive, yes, but the majority of the news is negative. I don't care what news outlet you look at. You just went over a litany of things, Angela. And that's just 1 week. So let's not even go through the last 6 months or the last 2 years. Just in 1 week, our young people dying, people senselessly being killed. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do about it or what's going on. And, you know, I'm not biased, but I think the solution is looking to our Heavenly Father. But we know that that's not going to happen because people are making choices and they're not choosing Him.
Wow, that was a lot. that was a lot. Like, wow. Thank you for sharing. Wow. Like, Frederick, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. What's going on? What's going on, Nola? How you doing?
Doing fine. It's nice to meet you on. You know, just being able to get together and kind of share our thoughts on what's going on. And you know, I know you've been doing a few things here and there and stuff like that. I kind of read a little bit about you. So it's just a nice thing that we can come together. And Angela's always doing something. That's what I love about her. She gets on, she prays in the morning, she encourages folks, she's inspired, and she's a woman of action. Because what does the good book say? Faith without works is dead. So you can't just talk all the time. You got to actually do something. And she's impacting people. So that's her contribution to not just sitting by, standing still. She's taking her testimony and sharing it and just making a platform for artists like myself and yourself to have a voice.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Hi, Frederick. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How you doing, sis?
See, Frederick, you was born in Atlanta, or you just live in Atlanta?
Oh, no. Born and raised.
But you kind of ventured out. I think he actually went out, and he actually lived in California, right?
Yeah. So my journey from, you know, from Georgia to California. So basically, you know, started, born and raised here. Turned 18, enlisted in the Navy, went to boot camp in San Diego, was stationed in San Diego for a bit, went to Virginia, went to a couple other places, one place overseas, Iceland, and then, you know, from bounced around a little bit from California to Georgia, Washington State for about 6 months, then Florida, then came back here to Georgia. So I'm a Georgia native. So, I mean, and for those who don't know me, you know, in your audience, I'm also an author. I'm also a podcaster. I have 7 books written to my credit. 4 of those I've contributed with Miss Angela as a co-author. Well, 3 of those, and then 1 other book before as a co-author, and then another three that I've actually written. I'm also a podcaster. I own my own podcast platform, Trailblazers Radio LLC. And so, I mean, just to kind of piggyback off what Nolan was saying earlier, I have to agree. But also I also look at it from the perspective of a father as well. I look at it from a father, as a father and a grandfather, because of the simple fact, because, you know, I don't think any of us as parents, for those of us who are parents and those of us who are grandparents, you know, you don't want to get that. You don't want to get that phone call, that your loved one, whether it's a child or whether it's a mom or a dad or cousin or aunt or anybody like that, or a brother or sister, you don't want to get that. You know, the last thing you want to get is a phone call saying that something tragic happened to your loved one. But also in the same instance, you know, we as a people I don't think we realize how truly powerful we are. You know, we don't realize that. And then the few of us that do walk and live in our power, you know, you're either ostracized or you picked on, or you're assassinated and vilified. You know, and I can make more than one example of that. I can name more than one example of that. You know, we're so powerful that we don't realize and recognize the power that we have, but yet we choose to walk in ignorance and stupidity and blindness, and that's not the way either. But unfortunately, the question with me would be, where are our leaders? Where is the strong leader that's supposed to be, you know, stand up and guide us and things of that nature? Those people are gone. The old patriarchs and the matriarchs are gone. And
the big mamas, sure, and the big papas are gone, then when is the next generation, whether it's a new age big mama, big papa, when are they going to rise up? And when are they going to take that throne? You know, it's time for us to stop passing the baton, because that's what we're doing. We're passing the baton. Look, we got a track coming up from International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, legendary Brother O. And then we're going to continue this conversation right after this track.
Walked on fire, yeah. Pardon me, my darling, but do you have a second? Just so I can tell you how you caught my full attention. Now how is it that you look so well put together? Flawless as can be, it just doesn't get no better. So, hey girl,
won't you
Oh, babe,
some good loving.
picture perfect, and there ain't a brick that's missing, you look like your mama raised you on them grits and chicken. Now I know that you heard it like probably all the time, but if you come with me, I'm gonna make it worth your while.
Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on the WBNN, the Dynasty. You can call in at 516-453-9133. Press on the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. Again, we are live from Lagos, Nigeria. My special guest tonight is Nolan Holloway Jr. and Frederick Beatty. I tell you, we are touching on the state of our black race, and I threw out some topics, some things that have been in the headlines. I want to bring Nolan back on and see if he have anything that he would like to share on what Frederick had shared with us, and as well as I want you guys to pick two of these topics that I shared and reflect on them, because y'all are in Georgia, and every last one of the topics that I shared is something that has taken place in Georgia. And again, I said these things came in my notification on my phone since this week has started, so that means they came in since Sunday. Today is Wednesday, and these are the notifications that have come to my phone. The only one outside of Georgia was the one that talked about the resigning of an entire police force, because the city manager just so happened to be black, and she just happened to be a woman, was hired. And I just wanted to throw those things out there. So, Nolan,
what Frederick was saying in reference to leaders and the people that we had, what my thinking is, now, this is just me personally, and I'm just sharing my thoughts and my take on what I see and experience of what's going on. When the pandemic hit, wear masks and basically stay to ourselves. And my feeling is that that was a message from God basically telling us we need to take – that was a moment to reflect on – I'm talking about the beginning of the pandemic, where people were passing away, loved ones, people that you knew or people that you knew of someone – that was dying of that disease, and being isolated at home, you know, working remotely and not being able to go to work or quarantine and all these different things, I think was an opportunity for individuals to look at themselves and decide and make a choice. And because so many people in the world, it's just getting our politicians, we can't look to them because they're partisan. They got their own agenda and they're doing things. But again, all apart from God. Our young people, we need to reach out to them. Again, not coming from an environment where God is in the environment. And the reason why, go to some of the churches that the thing, they go there for God, if they go there for healing, that's not what they're getting. So rather than, well, why would I want to go to church? There's nothing going on for me as a young person. The old folks are stuck in their traditions and doing things a certain way. So where am I going to go look? Out in the world. And what does the world tell you? Get this, get that. All the different things that the world puts on you. Oh, you're poor? Now I got to go rob somebody because I don't want to be poor. The woman that's that basically we can't, the where the police force quit. Racism has always been with us, but we know how it got to the forefront. Now it's okay. Now it's okay. I just take my hood off and I can be anywhere I want to be. If I want to go to the church, we just had a story, what, this week, a pastor preaching in Brooklyn, New York, got robbed of over $1 million worth of jewelry, he and his wife. My first thought was, why are you leading a flock and you're wearing jewelry of that value? But I guarantee you some of his flock needs help. But he's got $1 million worth of jewelry. It's those type of situations that's driving people away and causing them to make, for me, the world choice. And we see when the world chooses, we're living in the circumstance of what the world's choosing. There's a little pocket of folks that are believers that's trying to reach out and trying to do things. But that's why we got to stay faithful, and regardless of what's going on around us, continue to move in our circle to do what we can. We can't change everything, but we can influence our circle by how we live, how we speak. And when people see us, okay, there is hope. There is a glimmer of light where we can make a change. Because if you look to the world right now, I'll be cynical. I wouldn't believe in anything because of what I see around. But because I know that at the end of the day, we have the victory, that's what keeps me going. And every morning I wake up, I'm thankful because I have another day of life.
But you said something, and a lot of people, you said something that a lot of people are feeling right now. A lot of people are turning away from the church because they have been hurt by the church. And then you have a lot of these big-time leaders that are saying stuff. They have renounced things that they've stood on for all these years. You got Creflo Dollar going back on the tithes, saying that you don't have to tithe, and this is what should be. And he want to take all his books back, telling you don't believe, don't take what he said literally. You know, that was then, and he apologized. And a lot of people are doing that now. And it's just a lot going on. So you have a lot of people, if they're not grounded in something, if they don't already have a belief system set up, they could fall for anything. So how do you encourage that person that don't have strong faith like you? Because everybody wasn't brought up in the church. Everybody didn't go to that building. Everybody don't believe in the building. Everybody don't believe in that structure of the belief system. So how do you encourage that people? Because we all need to be encouraged. We all need to know exactly what you're saying, but they need to know in a way that it ain't got nothing to do with God. Because some people don't. Some people got their beliefs. So how do you encourage that person? Who want to tackle that? Frederick?
Now, so the one thing that Nolan did say, and I'll agree with that, that, you know, you have to have a belief in God for us to get through this. However, I'm saying however with a whole bunch of cynicism and a lot of irritation and frustration. However, it's the building that that has put all those beliefs and all those doctrines and all those and everything else into that in everybody's head. The funny thing about it is that I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that. Please believe when I say this, it's not being funny. You know, that dude in New York that got robbed, that's to me, and everybody might not agree what I'm about to say, but that's a direct result of the prosperity gospel. That's him being robbed is a direct result of the gospel that he preaches. And a lot of these pastors have been preaching that forever. Now y'all want to walk back on that? Because say you don't take what you say so literally. No, dude, you've already put that in books. You've already preached this in sermons. You've already made this known. This is the way that you're supposed to get to God. What? Now you want to walk back on that. Now you want to walk back on it and call yourself a hypocrite when a lot of people have already kind of said that just a lot of people have said that you were. Now, the other part of that is this: to reach out to other people, to reach out to those who don't necessarily have a belief system, or who believe God but don't want to walk into the church building because they've been hurt by the building and the people that dwell in the building. You understand that you're not restricted to the building. You're not restricted to the building, and you're not restricted to the people in the building. You know, God, find out who God is for yourself. Study to show yourself approved. Read the Bible on your own. You know, get a concordance and a dictionary and stuff like that. Study yourself.
That's it, brother. That's it, right?
You know, people don't have to be in the building.
Well, the pandemic did that. The pandemic.
Yeah.
But a lot of this was going on before the pandemic. A lot of this was going on before the pandemic. It was amplified during the pandemic because we couldn't go nowhere. We weren't mobile like when we was mobile and able to go here and from. We was able to hide a lot of stuff. But when you sit still, you can't hide. When you can't go to the job, when you usually run to the job to get away from whoever in your house, you can't run to the job because now your job is at home.
Exactly.
So where are you running? You run right, in the next room, you're still in the house. So it forced a lot of people to have to look at themselves like you said.
Yeah,
We have caller number one in queue, y'all. Caller number one, if you would say where you're calling from and your name, please.
One half of the Booze Brothers calling from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. And I just want to give a shout-out to you, Angela. You know what I'm saying? You're doing a wonderful job, baby doll. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, shout-out to the guests. You know what I'm saying? We have some beautiful elaborations on what's going on out here. And folks, I just want to say this. You know what I'm saying? This is all comes from his guidance, folks. You know what I'm saying? It comes from his guidance, and we need to know that all of these things and which is happening here are the decrees of what created all of this. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So when you see hands of evil falling upon people, remember, it's from your own hands. You know what I mean? It's from your own self. And then remember, if there is no evil out here, how will we know what's righteous? How will we know what path to take? And if any of you are righteous, seeking people, know what it means to take the narrow path. Know what it means to migrate from the evil, when the angels are going to ask you was not God's earth spacious enough for you to get away from whatever it is. If you see poison ivy in the back of your yard, what do? You chop it down and get, or you know what I'm saying? If you're walking past, you walking through a garden, you see poison ivy in your path, what do? You walk around it. It's in its existence. You know what I'm saying? Whereas though we just stay aware of it and we stay away from it, we abstain from it. These are the things that we have to abstain when we ask for guidance. You know what I'm saying? And all this evilness that you see, yes, these are the signs of the day of judgment. So prepare yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to get any better. So the only thing that you need to be worrying about is guide yourself. Save yourself from the fire. Then save your family. Then the closest and dearest to you. And then so forth and so on. So the population is on their own. And because when it's time to stand up and be judged, you know what I'm saying, everybody will be held accountable for their own actions. It won't be you won't be held accountable for the actions of the population of people in your community. You'll be held accountable for your own actions, whatever it is that you did with your own deeds, whether you did righteous deeds or wicked deeds. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your scale may be, make sure that you put them on triple beams, people. Leave that digital stuff alone, because when it's time to be R2-D2 out there, guess who it is? It's you. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers from the Broad Street side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? We all here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up, you know what I'm saying? Check your satellites.
Wow. amazing. That was one of our interns. Clever One. I'm sorry. He said he's one half of the Blues Brothers. I tell you, he's always on supporting the network. Y'all know I'm always here. I may not jump on and say nothing, but I'm always in the background listening. So I hear everybody that come on and support. And he's constant. He's on every night, just about. Every night I've been on, he's been on, and he shares from his heart. Thank you, Claire One, for all that you do, and good luck on your internship. I tell you, it's just amazing to be a part of WBNN and just being able to be a platform where we can share and just be who we are. I'm thankful for you guys tonight and being able to come on and share. We're going to share a little bit after this track about your different podcasts and how individuals can tune in and share what you guys do, because I tell you, being that brown voice in media and being able to have that platform, we definitely all need to be supporting each other and sharing each other platforms so people know how they can share and support what they're all doing. Brother O, go ahead and hit us with that track, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, legendary Brother O.
Already know it's a small world out here. Oh yeah. should hold on to. Cause you don't wanna look up one morning only just to find yourself alone. No, so you can play.
Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on WBNN, The Dynasty. Of course, you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. We actually have caller number 2 in queue. Caller number 2, if you would tell me where you're calling from and state your name, please.
Hey, Angela. It's Jerry Petito, sweetie. How are you?
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, you know. You know, I'm listening to you and your guests, and I want to thank you for putting all this information out there and making people aware. You know, I have to comment, of course. You know, God, everything is in the Bible, and the end times is near. I mean, it's all being played out. And, you know, I used to think, what could we do? What could we do? What could we do? And you know me. I'll never stop trying to help, and I'll never stop putting positive energy out there, always, until the day I die. But it's almost at the point where I truly believe the end times is being played out, and nothing we do is going to change it. Good is evil, and evil is good. I mean, the Bible talks about it, and it's heartbreaking, and I think the beginning of this pandemic put us all in a state of being controlled and letting us know it's not in our hands. And, you know, your one guest was talking about reflection, and that's amazing because we were in a state of, you know, we were all in our homes, pretty much on lockdown, right? We couldn't do the things we were doing, go where we were used to going. And, you know, there was a lot of reflection, a lot of it. And some good and some bad on people's parts. And I think the evilness that was out there just amplified because they didn't know what to do with it. And I don't know if I believe that I see things changing for the better. And I know that's really sad, and I'm usually not that way. But I just need hope as well. You know what I mean? And I just think God's telling us something here.
So would you agree with Claire Warren when he said, get yourself together? And then once you get yourself together, then you can start reaching to your family. And I think there's a lot of us that we're to a point, because I can tell you these gentlemen that are on here tonight, I'm so proud of them. These kings are doing so many things in so many different ways in their communities and impacting lives, not just in their community, but around the world with their books, with their podcasts, with Nolan does voiceovers. It's just so much that they're doing to try to impact the world. So they're reaching out to those next to them, trying to pay it forward. I truly, do you think that us paying it forward and us trying and us having hope, because that's what it's about. We honestly don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Tomorrow could be a whole nother, it could be a 180. We don't know that. So can we have hope for that?
Yes. I agree with what you just said. Yes, we have to have hope, because if we don't, we're going to die. our soul is going to die. You know what I mean? We have to have hope. We have to continue to pay it forward. And I'll never stop doing that. Like I said, not till the day I die, because that's what it's all about. Even if I don't see all this evil ending, I see it getting worse because of what I've read in the Bible. But
yeah, and
you're
right.
Can help, yeah, but even if we could help one person at a time to give them a little bit of hope, that's what it's about.
That's it. And that's coming from our international radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Jerry Petito. That's not all. She is also a lifetime achiever, award winner as well. I thank you for sharing with us on tonight. Jerry was on last night. She always come on the night before me. I have the opportunity to come on behind her. She leads by example, and I'm so proud of all that she brings to this network. Thank you, Jerry, for stopping by. So we have a track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame legendary Brother O.
You better, baby, than I do. Said it out your own mouth.
Yeah.
I ain't even gotta say it,
ooh.
You ain't gotta make an issue,
ooh.
I ain't tryna play the victim,
ooh.
I'm just tryna make this thing right.
Yeah.
How could you think that I could ever be better without you?
Geez,
I can go a few months. Every day, girl, I'll be missing you. Me losing you to another dude. The thought of it is so depressing,
ooh.
You and I both know that we need this. That's why
I'm explaining what I'm fighting for. Girl, there's no one who deserves your more.
So stop surprising to the crazy folks.
Cause there's no one who deserves you more.
Who gave you
who
love?
Gave you
don't change on
don't
me.
Change,
I'll go half crazy if you choose to leave. That's why I'm explaining what I'm fighting for.
Girl, there's no one who deserves you more. Deserves you more.
Don't often talk about it, baby, but we know it's true.
It's true.
That you were insecure once.
Yeah.
Cause someone really did you dirty, ooh. But I encouraged you to make it through. Showed you special was a part of you. You did the same for me, too. So girl, I thank you,
thank
and I'm,
you.
So thankful
I'm so thankful
for
times will be rising and we fall, nights will be
laughing. Let's not break up,
break
let's
up.
Be grateful that the strain of our arguments only brought us close in spite
I'm
of it all.
I'm explaining what I'm fighting for. Girl, there's no one who deserves you more.
Don't start subscribing to those crazy thoughts.
Girl, there's
if I don't fight, I'll regret it for the rest of my life. I'm explaining what I'm fighting for.
Girl, there's no one who deserves you more.
Don't stop subscribing to those crazy thoughts.
Girl, there's no one who deserves you more.
Who gave you love?
Don't
change, baby.
I'll
go half crazy if you choose to leave. So I'm
deserves you more.
No, 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 no.
Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on WBNN, The Dynasty. Of course, you can call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. I want to bring my guests back on and allow them the opportunity to share just a little bit about what they are doing to be a part of the change. Of course, we have both of them. They are authors in their own rights. They are both broadcasters in their own rights, and they're doing a lot of things to impact, empower, encourage, and educate throughout their various platforms. And I want to give them an opportunity to share just a little bit about their brands. First, I want to bring Nolan on and allow him the opportunity to share just a little bit about his brand.
Thanks, Angela, for the opportunity to share. I write poetry, and I have 3 published books of poetry that could be found on Amazon.com. You can search by my name, Nolan P. Holloway Jr., or you can search for the titles. The first book is Into My Rotation, A Collection of Scribes. The second book is Journey to the Poetic Light, Illuminations. And the third book is Life Between the Words. I also co-host a faith-based podcast on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. The name of the show is The Real Level Up, and we broadcast every Sunday from 3 to 5. And the theme of our show is ordinary people with extraordinary stories. In addition to that, I've gotten into, as I said at the beginning of the show, into voiceovers. So if you know of anybody that needs an intro to a show, a promo, phone messages, you know, the IVR for the phones, any type of project that you have that you need a voice, I'm available. You can DM me on Facebook at A Voice for You. That's the platform I use to get leads for different voiceover projects. And again, I just want to thank you for selecting me to be on your platform and to share tonight.
Always, always. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you. And Frederick, if you would please share just a little bit about yourself and your platform.
Well, thank you. Well, first and foremost, it's always a pleasure to be on your platform. Just to, number one, that's just to support you, but also have a great conversations with you. So it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. So anytime that I'm able to come on your platforms, it's always an honor. So thank you for that. For those who don't know me, again, I've contributed to 4 books as a co-author. 3 of those books were a part of some anthologies for Angela. One of them was a suicide book. Another one was, I forgot the other one. I think it's Soulful Metamorphosis. And then another book that I contributed to was spoke about my domestic violence story. And then I have 3 books of my own. One book does talk about domestic violence. Another book talks to mental health. Then another book that I wrote was a book of poetry, which pretty much summed up my life in poetry, just from growing up to now. I also have a podcast platform. Myself, Coco Fenton, Barbara Melvin, and Quinn Jones. What we do is we try to talk about subjects that are empowering. And we try to talk about subjects that try to give hope to people. But in the whole scheme of things, we don't try to be truthful. We are truthful. And sometimes with a lot of people, truth hurts. And we accept that, and that's fine. We try to talk about things and bring about guests that are empowering and give information. And things of that nature. You know, I have an audio podcast, which is called Unpopular Opinion, and I talk about things outside of that, and that's mostly in monologue fashion. But I talk about issues that are more prevalent. I've talked about, police brutality and police violence. I've talked about the Second Amendment and that conundrum. I've talked about, you know, mass shootings. We do the best that we can to try to be truthful and try to be informative. But if you guys are looking to hit us up, or if you're a guest that wants to come onto our platform, you can email us at trailblazerswithaz@gmail.com. Anybody that's looking to want to book me as an author, or want to book me or talk to me as an author, or even as a podcaster, just want to have a conversation with me, you guys can hit me up via email at authorflb@gmail.com, and let's chat. You can find me on Facebook at Frederick Beattie. You can also find our Trailblazers radio page at Trailblazers with a Z Radio. I'm also on Instagram. My personal page is Mr_Beattie, and then you can also hit us up on the Trailblazers Radio page. Instagram page is Trailblazers Radio. I'm also on Twitter. We're also on Twitter, and we're on LinkedIn. But I'm trying to get that developed and get it better. We also have a podcast webpage. If you guys want to check us out, check out our podcast webpage. It's www.podpage.com/Trailblazers Radio. And if you guys do listen to audio podcasts, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere you get your audio podcast at.
Amen, amen. Well, I definitely thank both of you guys for stopping by and sharing. And we have a crack, and then we will be back for final thoughts.
I've been thinking about the times that I shared with you, and there's something that I figured out. Darling, you must have been heaven sent. There isn't nothing better than the things that you say and do. No, so why do I feel I'm being played for a fool? Plus, whenever you call on me, I come through for you. But when I need you, you can't seem to do the same for me. And I love that you pay your phone on mine when we're alone. But sometimes when I try to reach you, I wonder if it's just busy, or you don't know that it's me. Cause you love me, don't you, girl?
I know you do.
I know you do, baby.
All the wonderful things that you
put me through, baby.
I know
you love me, baby.
I love you too.
Because I love you. Now every day when you're around, you always cater to my needs. Like, you seem to be concerned if I'm eating or sleeping properly. Yeah, it has to be the greatest thing to know the one you love loves you back. Or is the love you have for me really true? Is it just an act? Cause when you're hard at work, and when I'm hard at work, and we can't talk, we just page each other with our sexual wishes. But when we're spending quality time and your page, your ring, I wonder who could it be when you answer, laughing at your reply. Or is it that I'm just being suspicious? Cause
you love me, too.
Being suspicious,
I know you do.
I know you do.
pleasure.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela here on WBNN, The Dynasty. I am Angela. And before we go into final thoughts, we actually have caller number three in queue. Caller number three, if you can tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, indeed. My tribal name is Huni Bakatun. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. How you doing tonight, woman of God?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing my best. And how are y'all doing tonight, men of God? I wanted to say how much I appreciate them coming on to the forum because I know that the woman of God often is putting in some very, very serious work, and I really, really appreciate her. All of us who know her and know of her is doing a serious work that she has been sent here to do. And I can also tell by what you shared with us and the listening audience that both of you are also doing a tremendous work, and it's definitely not for the wicked heart. I want to add my $9.99 in is being out of 3 years of captivity, the 400-year bondage, as we have, anyone who's close to me know I spoke about the 400-year bondage according to our scripture, okay? And we're really, really just coming out of a serious, systematic brainwashing. So a lot of the stuff that happened up to that point was leading up for us to get to this point. Now, we're only out of 3 years of a 400-year bondage. So it's not going to be an overnight thing for to turn things around. It didn't happen overnight. That was four generations counting. That's why you see like a wobble back and forth when you see our people in a state of peace at other times, and other times we're in a serious state of unrest. But I'm saying all that to say this. We have to know who and what we are, comprehend and accept who and what we are in order for us to get to the next point. And the next point, according to our scripture, is for us to come out with great substance. And we cannot come out with great substance if we keep holding on to the lies that Europeans have told for such a long time in any and all forms. So that's why we have to accept ourselves and realize that biblical Torah or Quranic stories was primarily speaking about us as a people. And it was a time that they was able to do all the things that they was able to do for so long. Now it's time for us to come out of it. That's why it's very important for people to really tune in to the next classes that I'm doing. Class one tomorrow, Mission Planet Earth, Realm of the Intergalactical Involvement. And this is going to be a total of these next 3 months is very, very important because every person that you see of the same skin are not necessarily our people. And this is why they can do some of the most hideous stuff that you can imagine. And I definitely want to put that out there. Anyway, love you, woman of God, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you.
And thank you, Huni Bakatun. But before you run off, really, if you would, please share just a little bit who you are, because you ain't tell who you were.
Yes, I'm an International Hall of Fame broadcaster. I'm also supposed to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award. Also, I am a two-time Hall of the Year or Champion of the Year from 2018 to 2020, Anna Waddell Award winner. So thank you so much for allowing me to add that in, okay?
Yes, yes, yes. He will be on live tomorrow night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in and hear him live and direct. I tell you, he's been on this journey for a minute trying to enlighten us and keep us abreast. So please tune in tomorrow until we will aware you. We have final thoughts, and then we're going to go into Ngozi time. I want my guests to share what this night has been for them and how we can move on in their own way. I want to start with Frederick.
So, well, first of all, this night has been a lot for me to be able to just to voice how I feel and voice my perspective on it. I'm pretty sure Mr. Nolan will most definitely agree in that. But the one thing I want to say, and I'll be real brief. Forward progress isn't an option for us just as Black people. It's a requirement. You know, we have to learn first of all. We have to learn how to get along, how to get along with each other, how to coexist as Black male and Black female. We have to learn how to not tear each other down and not make each other look lesser because of what is perceived and what's not perceived. You know, funny thing, I was in a room in Clubhouse earlier, and you know, I hear you know, Black women calling men dusties and stuff like that, and I'm like, you know, and the disrespect between each other is the disrespect we show to each other is real, but the disrespect other people show towards us is just as real and just as prevalent. I mean my Black and brown brothers and sisters when I mean people. We gotta get up and get to it. All this tearing down of each other, disrespect of each other, all that stuff needs to cease and desist. Because if we do not stop that, we're gonna be right back where we were 400 years ago or worse. You know what I'm saying? The battle is not with each other. It's against the systems, or should I say systems that oppress us. The systems that bind us, that put us in bondage, the systems that have made us look and feel like we're inferior. You know, those are the things we need to talk about.
Well, now, what it is Nolan's line there. So, Nolan, mute yourself right now, please. Thank you. Go ahead, Fred. Go back about maybe 20 seconds and say what you just said again, please.
Okay. So what I was saying prior is that, you know, we need to get and remove ourselves from the systems that put us in bondage. Our women are victims to the welfare and the child support system. Us as men are victims to the penal system and the justice system. We need to break ourselves from those bonds. And we need to uplift each other. You know, it's possible, but the thing of it is, who of us is going to take the first step out in those muddy waters and do it? I'm willing to.
You said a lot. You said a lot. So how can individuals follow you? How can they connect with your platform?
Oh, most definitely. If you guys want to talk to me about any subject, this subject or any subject that you want to talk about, just hit me up via email at trailblazersradio@gmail.com. If you guys want to kind of come onto your show, come onto a platform to have a conversation, I can be reached via email at authorflb@gmail.com. I'm always on social media. Just hit me up, send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram, or you can catch me on Twitter. And every now and again, you can catch me in those Clubhouse streets, but I ain't always on Clubhouse. But if you do catch me, you can send me a private message there as well.
All right. Well, like always, I thank you for supporting and stopping by and sharing your perspective. Thank you, King. Mr. Nolan, how can individuals connect with you and support your platform?
Well, you can reach me. I'm on social media like Frederick is,
because I'm always promoting books and the radio show. But my email address is nholloway.scribe@gmail.com. My website is simply my name, NolanPHolloway Jr.com, where you can also reach out to me there. There's a space there. You can leave your email address and I can get in contact with you. Or you could just reach out for me on social media under my name. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Not really on Clubhouse that much, but I do pop in every now and again. And I just wanted to kind of add to what Frederick said real quickly. I just think we need to be self-aware. If we're self-aware about ourselves, we know who we belong to, and we can walk into that power. As long as we stay confused and influenced by the world, we're going to continue to see us going in the direction that we're going. But that's an individual thing. So each person has to kind of take a look at themselves and understand who they are before they can start reaching out to really impact other people.
Right. Well, I thank you for stopping by once again. Like always, I truly thank you for all that you do. I thank everyone that has shared on tonight. We've definitely had some conversation, and the conciseness tonight has truly been everyone need to get themselves together first before they start. And now, if we work on ourselves and just find out who we are, we have to tap into who we are. You know, oftentimes people keep saying that we have to just, I'm not lost, but I have to tap into that that's on the inside of me. I know that my words say that he breathed the breath of life in me. So that means a part of him is on the inside of me. So if a part of him is on the inside of me, that means everything that I need is already in me. So I need to tap into that that's on the inside of me. So stop trying to discover something, stop trying to wander to and from. Know who you are, know your purpose, so that you can educate, empower, and encourage others in this world. Be that change that you desire to see, and that's what we're doing. It is Ngozi time. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight.
First and foremost, I want to say something to Ansel Thomas Smith live and direct around the world. You know, she had a personal best streak, and it was wonderful, and I want to make sure I recognize that. This young lady had 9 consecutive connection, or we call, you know, we call connection records, but it's listener records. That's 9 months, and I want to make sure that everyone knows that, and I'm very proud of Angie. And really congratulations on your personal best, 9 consecutive all-time connection records right here at WBNN. And, of course, what more can we say tonight? I said this in my show. That I did covering for another host, because I always believe, and definitely the CEOs that's on this network understand that the CEOs can do every show that everyone else has, okay? And I came on and talked about, right, Angie? You're there. I talked about effective adulting. We have to be able to have a process to be able to be good adults before we even talk about having, you know, children, families, relationships, or what have you. A lot of times I talked about what happened to the family reunion. What happened to the family reunion? I talked about this in 2014, effective planning. Ansel Thomas Smith brought up a real good point tonight. You know, grandmom and aunt, the great aunt Sadie, you know, Uncle Johnny, they're gone. And, you know, who's going to step in that motive? In my own family, shout out to my Aunt Dolores, who right now is right now battling an ailment, leukemia. She was the one that always came together in Mississippi for all of us. It was a central part. I'm coming from, you know, even from, you know, from the Los Angeles area, my home sometimes in Wyoming or in Philadelphia. I'm blessed to have 3 homes. And sometimes I'm able to come and whatever, whatever, and come with family. This year we were not able to do that. We were not able to do that this year because everyone relied on poor auntie. And it's amazing. And I look at things like that. And what's going on with the 50-year-old generation? Okay? I'm part of that. You know, we're the elders now, like the 50-year-olds that were when we were children We had that smell of barbecue, good times, you know, patting the head, you know, elder throwing the ball to you. It's amazing that we don't have those type of love anymore. Clev Barton always talks about there's living beings and human beings. Clev One talks about, you know, we got to take control of our community and knock things out their hand and, you know, hey, you got to deliver that to me. You're not going to walk away. You got to deliver that to me, period. Jerry Petito talks about that love and understanding, like, why is the world like this? It's because we don't have charity at home. I've been saying this for years. Years. Charity starts at home. If you can control what's going on in your household and then look at the next door neighbor, are you okay? Are you okay? Even if you live in the corner house, are you okay? Are you okay? Then you have effective community. We're tired of living in neighborhoods. We're tired of living in neighborhoods. We want to live in communities. And that's the key to all this. WBNN has been on the air for almost 10 years. And, you know, I have a lot of people that always, you know, say, oh, man, you're doing a great job, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and they want to learn, and they never call. You want to learn how to be an effective producer, to be a world-famous producer, to affect change in the internet radio community with people. They have the most important thing, guys, is the ear for us. We're in radio. It's the ear. And that ear channels the mind state. You're able to believe and achieve in all aspects of life. Your attitude is your altitude. I taught Ansel Thomas Smith one day. I believe she's going to go higher heights than what she is right now. And I taught her that discipline is never the enemy of enthusiasm. And there's no excuses. Excuses are for the incompetent. Let's all of us in this world stop being incompetent. And two, you know, the title tonight, the state of the black race in America and around the world. But let's talk about America. We have, you know, people in Atlanta, there has been a crime rate rise. Francella Mays on Chinchilla, you know, Jay, Dr. J's show, talked about in Tulsa, there is a crime rate rise. In the city of Philadelphia, one of the homes that I reside in, it's the murder capital of the country. It is the murder capital of the United States of America. Right now in Philadelphia, there's 335 murders, and it's only July. The record here is 591. Back home in Nigeria, where there has been idleness, there has been murders on a nightly basis from youth in Lagos and the shanty towns, even where my family's from, you know, Akwa Ibom, in the western part of Nigeria, where my tribe is from. There are murders. And sometimes people said, what's going on? Fred said, what's going on? Nolan said, what is going on? There's a systematic genocide that's just like what happened in Nazi Germany. And it's so subtle. And the cowardice of people, cowardice of the old that go in the house. And I say this all the time, and Angie knows what I'm talking about, because it's not something I'm saying to be, you know, to put myself on a soapbox, because I don't need to do that. My record and my archives speak for themselves. I'm saying what I've always been saying. We have cowards in our community. There's no way that Ray Ray and Shay Shay get killed on your block. And everybody out there, everyone doesn't get out of their house. I don't care what time of night it is, stop traffic. We march for frivolous things. The most important thing to march for is black on black situations. What affect us in our community? If it's crime in our community, we should be out there protesting. Not blowing up the post office, but making sure that the whole neighborhood knows that, hey, we just lost a young person. If that person is a killer, sees their mother out there saying, stop the violence. That killer says, my God, that's my mom out there. I don't care how diabolical. Trust me, I used to bang. Y'all know that. Right, that's another time, another story. Okay? I know what it is to be a miscreant and cause problems in the community. And I also know how it is to be an effective veteran for my country, to get my degrees and my master's in two studies. So I am the perfect example of what you can do. I should be right now. I'm born and raised in the state of California. I should be dead or in San Quentin, but I'm the producer. I'm a Hall of Fame legend. Your mama know me, your papa know me, your grandma know me, and your kids know me. I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. You love me like fat people, fat boys love cake. And now, let's go to my commissioner for Ngozi time.
All right. That was awesome, Brother L. And wonderful show tonight, Angela. That was a wonderful show, and to your guests as well. I am Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, and WBNN is an awesome network to be a part of and for you all to tune into. And we just thank each and every one of you that tune in every night to listen to our broadcasting with our wonderful family of hosts. And make sure you guys tune in Sunday night when News Forum, 9:30 p.m., where I am the anchor and host. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mothers and fathers' favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith.
Well, I definitely want to thank everyone that tuned in on tonight. My special guests, Nolan and Frederick, for stopping by and sharing with us, touching on this topic, the current state of our black race. Will we ever reclaim our place? I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Walk in Purpose. I am the queen of collaborations. I'll see you guys in 4 weeks. Same time, same place. I love you. And guess what? There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Be blessed.